What went right? What went wrong? Will there be another date, or was it one and done? Dating in Spencer's neighborhood.
106.5 The Arch.
It's Wednesday. It's 8 o'clock. Let's do some one and done dating. This has been very, very fun for us. We find out from a couple after they went on their first date what happened and why date number two hasn't happened. A little role reversal today. So we're needing to help out Tabitha, who went out with a guy named Kenny.
All right.
Tabitha, tell us about the date.
So I went out with this guy, Kenny, and we had dinner. Then we went for drinks. And I thought that we had a really great time. And lately, he's been giving me the cold shoulder. I've texted him just one-word answers, and I'm not quite sure what went wrong there.
So you want to find out from Kenny why he's giving you one-word answers and if anything actually went wrong on date number one.
Yeah.
Is there anything else on the date that we need to know before we get Kenny on here?
I mean, we had drinks after dinner, so I think... I thought it was a good date.
Good vibe.
Okay.
True.
All right.
Okay.
Let's talk to Kenny. Kenny, you've heard what Tabitha said about date number one. What is your opinion?
The date was cool and everything, and I thought we vibed. But one thing Tabitha failed to mention that was kind of gross and creepy, I don't even know. So at one point of the date, she took ketchup and mustard packages, and she, like, squeezed them in her mouth.
Whoa.
And she did it a lot. It was really creepy.
A lot?
It's not.
Hold on.
It's delicious. What do you mean?
Okay, Tabitha, what is the deal with the ketchup and the mustard packets?
Oh.
Since I was a little girl, I've always taken a little bit of ketchup from the packet, a little bit of mustard from the packet, and I squeeze them both in my mouth, and I call it Orange Delight.
I tried to bottle and sell this product as a kid door to door, and I called it Must Up. So Orange Delight maybe would have been a better name.
Oh, wow. What is this a thing?
It's a Midwest girls. That's how we roll, baby.
So you've been doing this since you were a kid. To your recollection, on other first dates, have you done the Orange Delight in front of other dudes?
Yeah, I do it in front of everybody because that's just me.
Is that your test?
No! It's something that brings me joy. You know, some people stand in their kitchen and put jelly on Ritz crackers. I like ketchup
but
and mustard.
You don't think it's, like, weird? Because you did it more than once.
Yeah,
she obviously likes it. Don't yuck my yum, man.
Yeah, don't yuck her yum, Kenny.
Define a lot, Ken. Like, how often did she do
that? Like, she asked for extra ketchup and extra mustard packages.
Oh, I couldn't.
Tabitha,
people get a side of ranch for their fries.
Yeah, I'm not mad.
But they don't sit there and do shots of ranch.
I think it's cool that...
Normally. I mean, you would if you could.
Kenny, don't you appreciate that she's letting you see the real her from the beginning?
Yeah, I appreciate that, and I'd like to not see any more. Like,
wow!
You don't want to take her out for condiments?
I have gone... I've gone to Wendy's, and I've gotten a Frosty, and I've dipped my fries in it. Is that bizarre, Kenny?
Delicious too.
No, I do that as well, but I'm not eating only mustard packet. Like literally,
you're not chasing it with Orange Delight.
She didn't dip them in anything. She didn't mix it up. She literally just opened both packages and just started
eating them.
I mixed
them in my mouth.
Okay.
Oh.
All right. Now, so we know that Tabitha is really into this Orange Delight. Ooh. Kenny is not into this Orange Delight. Any other questions from the Peanut Gallery?
Kenny, it sounds like you don't want to see her again.
No, it just really freaked me out, and I would rather, I don't, like, if that's what she does on the first date, I don't know what type of concoction she's going to do on the
first date. I would go out with her. I would go out with her again. That's amazing.
Well, that's a tough reason there not to want to go out with her again.
You've never tried it.
Okay, well, here's a question I have for Tabitha. Do you want to go out with Spencer? Because he said he's down.
Yeah, hold on. We'll pay for it.
Yeah, we'll pick a place with ranch shots and all the ketchup and mustard packets your little heart desires.
Who has the best ketchup and mustard in town, I wonder?
All right, well, based on a formality, we have to ask. Kenny, are you one and done?
Yeah.
Okay.
Bye, Kenny.
Tabitha, hang on the phone. We'll get your number. We'll set up a
condiment
date.
Stop it. It's not a thing.
What's the weird food combination that you like? 314-969-1065.
Ketchup and strawberries.
Ooh. I just had strawberries this morning. If I had some ketchup, I would have tried it. The look on Brando's face is sheer disgust.
Well, it's like a sweet and tangy kind of combination.
It's something. I mean, how did you figure this out? Like, did a strawberry go rogue and land in some ketchup? And you're like, I'm going to give it a shot.
No, actually, when I was a kid, I decided to play a prank on my mom. And I filled strawberry with ketchup. And, you know, she was completely disgusted, and I felt bad about it. So I did it to myself, and I was like, this is really good. Why are you freaking out so bad?
So now for years, I mean, how long have you been eating strawberries and ketchup?
I was 5, so about 20 years.
Wow.
Does your doctor know about this?
Yeah, I don't do it very often.
He's like, listen, you really need to lower the strawberry intake that you have.
We've been
the
checking
ketchup,
your,
not a problem.
We've been checking the test results, and you're showing very high levels of strawberry and ketchup. How does this happen?
Well, thank you very much. You were a treat this morning. I mean, not as much of a treat as strawberry
and ketchup.
Not in that
way. That's not a treat at all. That's a terrible idea.